Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1093. Our topic is Q&A, and the title is Owning a Gym and Becoming a Better Trainer. So, recently I had a listener reach out, and it was a really awesome, flattering email, so thank you so much. They said that basically they want what I have portrayed that I have. Now, hopefully I've done a pretty honest job of that, but they said they want to own a gym, and they want to make a living doing what they love. They told me their backstory about why they got into personal training and how they're driven to help other people, and they want to be able to do that as a living because it is what they love, and they know they need money in life, but they want to be able to earn money doing what they love rather than, you know, doing things they don't want to do just to make the money and then have to do like what they love on the side. So I've been very blessed to be in the position I am, and I've been helped by more people than I'll probably ever be able to remember to thank. But where I am has gotten here from a lot of work for myself and a lot of work from other people. So thank you, Mom and Dad. Definitely. there's thousands of others. But I've been very blessed to have amazing friends who have helped me develop in business and personally. So thank you, Paul and Tommy. They'll know who they are, of course. But there's so many more that I can name, like a lot of people who trusted me when I first opened the gym and trained with me in this place before there was even mats in here, before there was any kind of equipment, back when the walls were white and had floral like wallpaper on it because it used to be like a dental office. I mean, gosh, there's so many people. Ned and Tammy, you helped me a lot. Josh, you know, you helped me a lot. So there's just tons of people. I'd name people forever. I absolutely am going to leave someone out that I would feel horrendous that I left them out. So I know I'm doing that. I apologize a million times over. But I could take 40 minutes just naming people, but I don't want to do that to everybody. So I have gotten here from a lot of help from other people. Now, I have worked my ass off. I have absolutely, in my mind, earned what I've gotten to. Now, that's with the help of God, with the help of other people, and with the help of a lot of luck. But I have made work of what luck I've had. Now, to learn about my story and learn some of the information about how to open a gym, we've done podcasts in the past, and I'll name those here in a second, that I've talked about the process of opening a gym. I'm continuing to learn new stuff every day. I mean, it's amazing. I can make a podcast every single day about being a gym owner or just even just business owner and how much I've learned over the years. And it's an endless process. And I hope for you too that it is. Because as it's been an endless process for me, I've continued to grow. I've been very lucky that from the very first day I started the business, I've had the trouble that I've had is meeting the growth, meeting the demand. Constantly, all the time, I have to tell people no, or I just kind of don't feel like fulfill obligations or I'm not able to meet certain demands. Now, please keep emailing me. Please keep asking to be my client. So this doesn't mean don't ask me things. I am getting better at what I do. And that's been the growth for me. I've been very blessed to need to get out of my own way to get how do I do what I want to do better and find better processes, streamline things, cut out fluff that wasn't really giving me a great return. It's just been an amazing roller coaster of ways in which to try to meet the growth. And I've been very, very, very blessed to be able to earn a comfortable living and doing this full time all the time. Very, very, very blessed. So how can you get to this position, since that's what you asked for? Podcast number 360. So if you do a Google search, Brutal Iron Gym Podcast 360, Owning Your Own Gym, My Story. And it tells you about my story and how I started and all that stuff. Been a crazy ride. We'll say that. So you can listen to Podcast 360. I've been in business now for over 10 years. Pretty amazing to be a entrepreneur and small business owner and survive for over 10 years. It's very rare. Again, it's been thanks to a ton of other people. So thank you. It's just been a lot of work. A lot of work. So Podcast 369, titled Owning Your Own Gym, Hiring Trainers. How can you hire trainers if that's something you're interested in? Podcast 377, Owning Your Own Gym, Public versus Private. Do you want to have an open gym that you let people come into, or do you want to have a private training studio? And there's a lot that goes into that decision. You're not stuck once you make a decision, but if you want to have an idea of where to start, that can help. Podcast 385, Owning Your Own Gym, Pricing. We talk about the idea of pricing. How do you find the right price point for you? And then Podcast 403 is a training podcast, and it's titled Why Our Gym Doesn't Have Treadmills. So if you don't know, our gym does not have treadmills, and there's a very damn good reason as why we don't have treadmills. So you can listen to Podcast 403 titled Why Our Gym Doesn't Have Treadmills to learn more about that. Now, that is a ton of information that's going to be really helpful to get you started with how to learn more about opening your own gym. There are a million and one business books, but what I want to do as well with those podcasts is add 10 books that I think will help you. These are not the only 10, by far not a lot. Like, I just counted it when I was trying to figure out, like, 10 books to recommend, is I do a lot of audiobooks, and I've listened to 70 books in just the last 30 years. I mean, yeah, golly, the last 3 years. So 70 books in the last 3 years, and it's been amazing to just try to soak in the information. So I have absolutely loved what I've been able to learn. Actually, one of my best friends, Paul, kind of fed me into just the loving to learn. I actually never used to read. I read Goosebumps when I was a kid and then just didn't read anything through high school and college, and then finally got into loving to read and loving to learn when I opened the business, and I wanted to continue to get better at it. So I'm going to list 10 books in very quick, like, three-word description as to why I think the books are worth it for you to check out. One book is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep by Mark Manson. It's the F-bomb. So The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Bleep, Giving a Crap, by Mark Manson. And what I learned from that book, and this is insane short summary, so please listen to all these, is to listen to other people but do it your way. Keep you, who you are, your passion, yourself, your creativity, who you are. Be that. Keep that. Don't lose that. Other people are going to get in the way, and you do need to listen to other people. You need to consider what they're saying, but do it your way, not their way. Now, second book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert, I have no clue how to say his last name, K-I-Y-O-S-A-K-I. No clue. Not even going to embarrass myself by trying that. So Robert, K-I-Y-O-S-A-K-I, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. What I learned from that is the importance of passive income. Do not make all of your income based on your efforts in the singular moment. Like, whereas, like, every minute you do something, you make money. The second you're not doing something, you don't make money. Oh my God, do not do that to yourself. So you have to set up passive income. Absolutely. Book number three is Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. It's P-H-I-L, Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T, Phil Knight, so Shoe Dog. What I learned from that book is it'll suck. It'll suck a lot and for a long time, and eventually maybe it'll be worth it. So if you open a business, it's going to be awful. It's going to be trash. You're going to have your ass handed to you. You're going to have to work insane amount of hours, do a lot of things you don't want to do. You're going to expand your comfort zone to the point where you would giggle and laugh if you look back at your comfort zone then. But it's worth it. If you keep pushing, you have the chance to be successful. If you are able to be successful, you will look back and be happy of what you did, be proud of what you did. But it's going to be miserable. So just accept that and expect it. If it turns out not to be for you, freaking awesome. Congratulations. Throw yourself a party. But be prepared for it just in case it is going to be miserable. Number four, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. What you learn from that book is don't complain. If you want something, endure the pain of earning it. Just shut up and do the work. Book number five, The Power of Habit by Charles, I don't know how to say his last name, D-U-H-I-G-G. The Power of Habit by Charles, D-U-H-I-G-G. Nothing becomes great without you earning it. So small, consistent habits that happen every damn day over a long period of time is how you become successful. The Power of Habit. You have to be habitual. You have to be consistent at very small things to ever be great at big things. Number 6, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. W-I-L-L-I-N-K is his last name, Extreme Ownership. What you want to learn from that book is everything is your fault. Every single thing that happens in business is your fault. And you actually want it to be that way. You're actually going to fight to find the way at which you're at fault. Because if you are the problem, you can fix you. If someone else is the problem, you're screwed because you can't change other people. You can wait. You can give suggestions. But if you allow yourself to blame other people for your problems, you have to wait for other people to change for your problems to change. Good Lord, don't do that to yourself. So you are the problem. Every single thing that happens to you is your fault. That way, you can change you and you can address and make it different. So you want everything to be your fault. Earn it. Find it. Figure out how every damn thing in your life is your fault. So that way you have the power to change it. Number 7, Barking Up the Wrong Tree by Eric Barker. That's hilarious. Barker and barking. But the benefit of that book is, again, do it your way. Don't be someone else. Be you. I have opened a gym that is very different than any other gym I've ever been to. In good ways and potentially bad ways. But been very successful. So whatever the bad things are, they've been successful. But I had to find my way of doing things. The things that spoke to me that I was passionate about. I tried a lot of things that didn't work. Hell yeah, good Lord. I tried more things that didn't work than what did work. But you have to do it your way. So Barking Up the Wrong Tree by Eric Barker helps you with that. How to Be an Imperfectionist by Stephen Guise, G-U-I-S-E. Good Lord, do not wait for things to be perfect. They never will be. You will never have a perfect plan. Nothing will be perfect. Never, ever, 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 ever. Don't wait. Just start doing things. If you're 80% there, good Lord, perfect. That's amazing. I need to stop saying that. Freaking just do it. Okay? So How to Be an Imperfectionist by Stephen Guise. How to do things even when they're not perfect. You're going to absolutely need to know that in business. Number 9, Lead Yourself First by Raymond Kethledge. So K-E-T-H-L-E-D-G-E. K-E-T-H-L-E-D-G-E. Lead Yourself First. You have to be what you want from others. If you want others to be kind first. If you want others to be disciplined first. If you want others to shut the hell up and not make excuses, then you need to shut the hell up and not make excuses. Lead yourself first. If you can't lead you, how the hell are you going to lead anybody else? Number 10, The One Thing by Gary Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R. Just do what's best. You're going to find in business there's a common principle, and it's applied in many other areas of life, called an 80-20 principle. That you get 80% of results from the 20% of what you do. Find the 20% and then make it your 100%. Cut out anything that doesn't give you direct positive return. It's going to be scary to do that. You're going to feel like you need to have, you know, feelers everywhere. It doesn't mean you can't do anything else. But you have to do only the things that give you the biggest impact. So, I might end up disagreeing with what I'm about to say, because I'm always learning new things all the time. But one of the things I found for me was we sell t-shirts and other apparel through the gym that say the word brutal on it. And what I found for that was I never made enough money back from the apparel, because I always tried to sell them at basically what I paid for them, because I felt bad overcharging the members who were already paying for membership, and there are people who already paid for training and stuff. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't bleed everybody dry of everything. So I wanted to sell shirts at pretty much the cost I paid for them, and it was a great way to kind of get quote-unquote free advertising, but it's a lot of time. And it's always emails back and forth and driving here and there. It's a pain in the ass. And I never make any money from it. Now, is it good to do once in a while? Yes. Am I going to do it once a year? Probably. Am I going to do it more than that? No, because it's a pain in the ass. I don't make any money. If I want to stay in business, I got to make money. So what are the things I love to do that also make money? That's what you have to find. What do I love to do that I will be passionate about, that I will continue to improve and be better on and make me money? And then only do those things. If you love something but it doesn't make you money, don't do it, or do it very rarely. If you don't love something but it makes you money, slippery slope. You might do it for a little while, make some money, but you're probably going to end up hating it. You're not going to be very passionate. You're not going to improve, and eventually it'll plateau and kind of fade out. So Find the 20% of what you do that gives 80% of your return, then make that 20% 100%. Cool. This is the quickest way to get through any of this information. So I hope you're able to write some of this down or kind of replay it. But those are 10 books. I have a lot more. But those are 10 books that I think are very valuable. If you want to open a gym, if you want to be your best self, if you want to be a best trainer, those books will all help. So listen to those. Once you listen to all those, let me know, and I'll recommend you some more. The podcasts we talked about earlier are going to be the ones that will help you learn more about owning a gym. If you have any individual questions about opening a gym or owning a gym, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll help you, or I'll make a future podcast for you. Now, being the best trainer. If you go through Brutal Iron Gym podcast history, we have over 100 podcasts that are dedicated to trainer education. Half of my clientele are personal trainers. So I train other trainers. That's a blessing. That's actually fun. I really love having that position in life. But I do train other trainers mostly. It's pretty cool. So I had a lot of podcasts about trainer education on different topics that were coming up. And then we kind of got a larger demand for Q&A. So I kind of substituted trainer education for Q&A. So it's been kind of a growing and kind of molding process in the podcast. But we have over 100 podcasts trainer education based. So if you type Brutal Iron Gym podcast trainer education, you're going to find a lot of them. They're all good. They're all valuable in some way. The other thing I'd recommend is to be addicted to learning. Listen to all the podcasts that we have for trainer education. Listen to every single one of the books that I've mentioned. Listen to all the podcasts about opening a gym. You cannot know too much. The more you learn, it can feel overwhelming at first. But then eventually you realize how certain things fall into categories of certain things, and there becomes kind of organization to the information. And then you can start to pick and choose what of the information best suits your needs in which moments, and it feels a lot more simple. You have to learn as much as you possibly can to be your best. There is not too much knowledge. Keep learning, keep refining, keep learning, keep refining. Put it to practice, test it, experiment with it. You have to be addicted to learning new things. And if you want to be a good trainer, hire a trainer for you, especially if you're newer or even in the middle of your career. What the benefit of having a coach is you can learn what they know faster than it took them to learn it. That's why half my clients are trainers. Why they enjoy working with me is they get great programming. They get nutritional help. They get improvements on how to manage their life and schedule and mindsets. And then we also review different questions. If they have questions about nutrition, they have questions about their training. They have questions about exercise. I do a lot of technique review. So they're learning how to perform exercises correctly that they can then go give clients. Their clients can get faster results. They look like a better trainer. They get more money. So it's continually improving for them. The benefits of a coach for a coach is podcast number 609. Brutal Iron Gym podcast 609, the benefits of a coach for a coach. You learn what they learn faster than they learned it. Get a coach, and that'll help you immensely, invaluably, to be a better coach yourself. So again, the person who sent the email and said that they want to open a gym and they want to become a better trainer. What I thought was awesome was you spent a fair amount of the podcast talking about what you're currently doing to better yourself. It wasn't, I have done this, I have done that. It's, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Congratulations. You are on your way. You're doing the right things. You're putting in the work. It's clear that you're willing to suffer for what you love. Suffer for your passion, for your purpose. Because it will not be easy at times. So what is going to be your motivating force to get through those times? If you want it, you have to be willing to work for it. You have to put in work that is painful, uncomfortable, and without any recognition. You have to do it simply because you want it. Cool. Well, try these resources out. Reach out when you need more. Listen to everybody you can get a hold of. Ask everybody. Interview everybody. Just learn as much as you possibly can. If you want to own a gym and you want to become a better trainer, I hope that these resources help, and I hope that you're encouraged to always reach out and ask any questions. I love this. I actually trained trainers when I was at when I taught at the university. I taught over 500 students through a weight training class that included how to write your own training programs and for other people. Like, it was how to write training programs for fat loss, how to write training programs to build muscle mass and strength. We talked about how to do nutrition programs that way. So I've taught over 500 students through that. I've hosted dozens of interns who wanted to be personal trainers. I've helped open over 10 different gyms and helped educate different training staff. I love this, and I would love to help you. If there's anything you need, any questions you have, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. Well, if you like today's podcast, if you think it's helpful, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. That's awesome. Makes the world a better place. If you like the information we share, you can find more from us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need at all, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.